Mom and Dad, is it okay if I travel back in time to 1912 so I can take a ride on the Titanic and shoot a picture of it just as it's about to sink?
Right. There was no way in a million years that anybody's mother or father was going to give them permission to go on such a crazy mission. No parent would ever believe it could even happen, much less approve of it. So Julia did what she always does. She never even showed her parents the permission slip that Miss Z had given her to get signed. Julia simply forged her father's signature and brought it back without telling him. Isabel wasn't quite so dishonest. She told her parents that she needed their permission to go on a historic boat tour. Technically, she wasn't lying, or at least that was what she told herself. Her parents figured it would be a tour of the USS Constitution, or one of the other famous ships moored in the Charlestown Navy Yard nearby, and they signed the permission slip gladly. Neither of them had finished high school, and they desperately wanted Isabel to go to college someday. Anything that appeared to be educational always got a quick okay in the Alvarez household. David had never been a good liar. Every time he tried to get away with something by lying about it, he got caught. So he figured out a creative technique to get away with things he shouldn't be doing. He would tell the absolute truth and hope his parents would assume he was joking. "Remember that rich white lady who invented a magic smart board and sent me back to see Lincoln deliver the Gettysburg Address?" he asked his mother. "Well, now she wants to put me on the Titanic just before it sinks." "Very funny," his mother replied, as she took a pen and signed the permission slip. "Just keep your grades up, mister." Luke knew that his parents were both busy working multiple jobs, and neither of them had the time or energy to go over all the forms, slips, and announcements he brought home from school every few days. "Here, sign this," he said when his father came home from work and flopped on the couch with his remote control.
"What is it?"
"I don't know," Luke replied. "It's just some school garbage." His father signed the paper. On the first mission of the Flashback 4, Miss Z did all the Gettysburg research herself and simply told the kids what to do and where to go. This time, she felt they should be more personally invested in the mission. After all, it was their idea. She told the kids that she expected them to do some of the research themselves. So when they gathered on the 23rd floor of the Hancock Tower 2 days later, the kids were prepared. "So what have you got?" she asked as she collected their signed permission slips. Isabel and Luke stood up. Each of them held a page of notes.
"We decided to learn about what the world was like back in 1912, so we won't be surprised when we get there," Isabel began. "For starters, there were only 46 states back then. The population of Las Vegas was 30. That's right, just 30 people lived in Las Vegas."
"Have you ever been to Vegas?" Luke asked. "It's huge. Anyway, back in those days, almost everybody was born at home, not in a hospital. And the average person lived to be about 50 years old. That's it."
"Oh, man," David groaned. "My dad is 52 now." "On the other hand," Isabel said, "you could mail a letter for 2 cents in 1912. A dozen eggs cost just 14 cents.
"I would buy everything," David commented. "Yeah, but the average adult only earned about $200 to $400 a year," Luke explained. "You've got to be kidding me," said Julia. "I make more than that from babysitting."
"The women's movement was very young in 1912, Isabel continued. "Women couldn't even vote yet. There was no civil rights movement. In a lot of places, black kids and white kids couldn't go to the same schools. And gay marriage, forget about it. Gay people were, like, invisible back then."